Harness racing on Friday is in Hobart with a 7-event program set down for decision at 5:49 p.m. We're catching up with Brighton trainer Taylor Ford, who's enjoying a good run as a trainer and driver in recent weeks, and she's going to go through her runners on the program. How are you going, Taylor?
Good, thank you, Duncan. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. We kick it off with race number one for the Trotters. Artigo Titan is the runner from your stable here. He comes back to the standing start conditions after being defeated 12 metres in a mobile start Trotters event last time out.
Yeah, he's a bit of a hit and miss from the standing start. I thought last start was pretty good. Sitting in the death for the last lap and a half, lock wheels up the straight, and he still managed to kick on down to finish fourth. If he goes away tonight and steps, yeah, I'll let him run along and see if he's good enough.
Righto, so his manners early there, the key. Let's go over to race four, where you put the polish on Frankie Barker, who ruined his chances last time out when he was in the market by galloping soon after the start. So you've been placed out of the draw, so it's going to make it a little bit tougher drawn off the second row on Friday night.
Yeah, we think a lot of this horse, her manners let her down a lot. She gets a bit fired up and tenses herself up a bit. Probably it's not a bad drawing behind them. I'm going to have to try and get a card into the race at some stage if she goes away and does everything right.
Righto, race five's over the mile trip. You've got two runners from your stable. The first one we'll chat about is Big Bang Raj, who won very well last time out when leading all the way, and given the favourable barrier draw, one would expect him to find a forward position here.
Hey, I'll be charging out of the gate to try and find the top. If it goes like he did last week, I think he's going to be a really good chance. But then in saying that, there's a horse outside me that has a bit of gate feeding, good feeling, so I think there's going to be a bit of speed on into the first corner.
Certainly does look that way. Another runner from your stable is the last start winner, Statement Please, who the form stood up well in recent weeks. He defeated Capitale in that race, who's won since, and Corrada Moondance finished down the track in that race, also winning since, and comes up with barrier four, and as you anticipate, a bit of speed underneath him, so he might be able to slot into a handy spot.
Yeah, I'll just leave it up to Ben to try and slot in. They think highly of Capitale, and for her to beat him, then I think there's going to be, I think she's going to be right in the finish if she gets the race that she likes to.
Righto, and to end the night, you've got the first emergency in the last race, Arc Fury, who's won one of his 11 starts to date, finished fifth last time out, and it looks to be an even race if he happens to get a run.
Yeah, he's not much of a horse, Arc Fury. He can over race, so he ruins his chances by over racing. He can never finish off, but it looks like there's going to be a bit of speed from Cracker Jack's Judge tonight, so hopefully they're running along a little bit if he gets a run, and so he's not pulling so much.
Righto, Taylor, we've gone through all the horses you train in Hobart on Friday night. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is before I let you go?
I like a Tango Titan.
Righto, get the money early, race one, number one. Well, Taylor, hopefully you can continue your good run of late. As I touched on, you've had a great run of recent weeks. 17 wins in the sulky as a driver and 10 as a trainer this season alone. And hopefully you can add on to that tally in Hobart on Friday night. Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.